Good morning, and it's good to see each of you this morning. You know, the title of the lesson this morning is simply The Word of God. There is no richer source of instruction than what God's creation declares unto us. The psalmist said in chapter 19, the first two verses, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." The psalmist had a clear view of the Word of God. Psalms 19, 7 through 11 reads, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them there is great reward." From our text in Psalms chapter 19, 7 through 11, we'll notice what the Bible is and what it does in six views. First, notice the Word of God as the law of the Lord. And as such, it is perfect. Nothing can be changed but at the peril of our souls. John, by inspiration, wrote, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book." Revelations 22, 18 and 19. Notice also, as the law of the Lord, it converts the soul. It convicts of sin and of righteousness. As the Bible said, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Reads John 16 and verse 8. The law of the Lord turns us from self to Christ. After stating that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God and listing some of the works of the flesh in verses 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 6, 11 informs us, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth." Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Secondly, notice the Word of God as the testimony of the Lord. The Word of God is testimony concerning the Son and life in Him. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Reads 1 John 5 and verse 9. The testimony of the Lord is sure, fixed, and stable, not like shifting human reasoning. Making wise the simple, all can rely on the testimony of the Lord with confidence of certainty. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple, read Psalms 119, 130. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15. Thirdly, notice that the Word of God adds the statutes of the Lord, of which are right. Who can doubt the rightness of dedicating the majority of our time and life to special service of Him to whom we owe our very existence. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts 17:24-25. Thus rejoicing the heart. Notice these few passages. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil, the psalmist said in chapter 119:162. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8:39. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. Knowing what the Word of God is and what it does should cause us to greatly rejoice. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before, in the word of the truth of the gospel. Colossians 1:5. The title of the lesson is The Word of God. We are currently considering what the Bible is and what it does in 6 views based on the text of Psalm 19:7-11. We'll now notice the 4th view as the commandment of the Lord. Clear in teaching, it is pure. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and just and good. Romans 7:12. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. The commandment of the Lord is clear in worship. Speak unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. First century Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. It was upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight, reads Acts 20:7. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Hebrews 10:24-29. The commandment of the Lord is clear in daily action and thoughts, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:12. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, Paul said in Philippians 4:8. The commandment of the Lord is clear in speech. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying,
that it may minister grace
unto the hearers, Ephesians 4:29.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving,
Colossians 4 and verse 2.
Old Testament scripture that we can learn from is, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before them, for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon His name, reads Malachi 3 and verse 16. The commandment of the Lord enlightens the eyes. Thou wilt show me the path of light, the psalmist said in 16:11. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. That's Ephesians 1:18 and 19. Before we knew the commandment of the Lord, we were in darkness. Jesus said, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. John 12 and verse 35. The commandment of the Lord is needed to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, or in Christ, reads Acts 26:18. But now the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple, Psalms 119:130. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path, Psalms 119:105. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, Ephesians 5 and verse 8. Our fifth view of the Word of God is as the fear of the Lord. The Bible said, long ago it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. Deuteronomy 17 and verse 19. As such it is clean, pure, and undefiled. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, John 15 and verse 3. The fear of the Lord endures forever, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, Psalms 100 and verse 5. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, 1 John 2:17. Lastly, our sixth view of the Word of God is as the judgments of the Lord. We are incompetent to judge the evil and crime of sin, and to judge God's conduct toward it. This is what Habakkuk grappled with. Speaking to God, he said, you who are of purer eyes than to see evil, and cannot look at wrong, why do you idly look at traitors and remain silent? When the wicked swallows up the man more righteous than he, Habakkuk 1 and verse 13. The psalmist rightly declared, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way, Psalms 119. 104. Man may complain, but God's ways are true and righteous altogether. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe, reads 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
Revelations 15:3.
In six views, we've considered what the Bible is and what it does. Now let's consider what the Bible deserves. Truly, what a privilege we have. The Word of God deserves to be read. The Colossians were told, when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Colossians 4:16. What advantage then hath the Jew? What profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. Romans 3:1-2. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3. The Word of God is very deserving. Now, what is our response going to be? Our response toward the Word of God deserves valuing His Word more than gold. Psalms 19:10. Our response toward the Word of God deserves looking into it prayerfully. The psalmist said, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Psalms 119, verse 18. Our response toward the Word of God deserves diligent study and active obedience. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God." Proverbs 2:3-5. "Seeing ye have purified your souls, and obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently." 1 Peter 1:22. Our response toward the Word of God deserves delight in it and love of it. "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." Read Psalms 119:97. Our response toward the Word of God deserves seeing it as a standard of rule for all of life. Because Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. Our response toward the Word of God deserves communicating it to others. Paul said, "And the things thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy 2:2. Christians enjoy priceless privilege many others do not, so that others may also be enriched by its treasures and blessed by its joys. Let us speak about it clearly and often. "O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." Psalms 51:15. What a privilege we have at our fingertips the revealed mind or Word of God. If our response is in compliance and obedience, we will be rewarded forever. Psalms 19:11. "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:14. In closing, the Word needs no update. "Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." Proverbs 30:6. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," Jesus said in Matthew 24:35. "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Psalms
Psalm 119, verse 160. The word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:25, we will face it in judgment, so face it now and obey before it is everlasting too late. The Lord invites you, if we await to assist, please come while together we stand and sing.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not a good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the road that makes me white as snow. No.